Well, we're talking with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. We've been talking about the end of walleye and pike season coming up here. We talked a little bit about ice fishing for trout. But I'd like to switch over and discuss what's going on in the rivers. Now, you know, we're in this deep freeze right now, but before this, we actually were getting some pretty darn good reports from the river fishermen.
Yeah, there were a lot of guys out, especially over the last weekend. Reports did vary. It seems like the guys fishing midweek were doing a little bit better. Things are getting kind of crowded. But most guys are picking up fish now regularly.
So what were they using, and are you hearing anything about browns versus steelhead, that kind of thing?
More steelhead over the past week than browns. There's still a few being caught here or there, but definitely have steelhead showing up in better numbers, you know, with the water rising again, and they're starting to bite a little bit better. Guys are even using hardware now at this point and picking up a few that way.
What about the float fishing? Has that been pretty good?
Yeah, that's been the most consistent tactic. Jigs and waxies with a little bit larger floats now that the flows are up. Spawn is starting to pick up quite a few fish, too. A lot of guys use that through the winter, but for me, I noticed most days the jig and waxy was a little bit more productive. Now I'm picking them up on spawn, so I'm carrying that every day now.
And you have all this available at your shop for folks?
Oh, yeah. We've got pre-tied bags, got a bunch of different colors of netting, and I've got floats from Cleardrift, Drennan, and Raven. Actually just got large orders of all three of those in. So if you want to try some different styles of floats, we've got those.
Well, my last question for you is about the river mouths and those Jack Coho, which are my absolute favorite fish to eat the day you catch them. I don't think there's anything that comes close to them even. Are you hearing anything from the Coho fishermen?
I haven't been hearing of anyone targeting them at the river mouths. Usually they keep that pretty quiet, though. In the harbor, they are picking them up, and same with, you know, the bubbler and that.
Now, when I used to have time to pursue those coho, I would always hit them with jigs, a white Mr. Twister tail, a little piece of crawler or something like that, and then I'd always have a stinger hook on because they were notorious short biters.
Yes, they are, especially the smaller ones. You know, you're often getting 12, 15-inch fish anyway, so definitely helps. I tie every jig here with stingers, unless people request them without.
And what colors would you recommend?
Chartreuse and white, orange and yellow are probably the most popular, but a lot of guys like purple and white, blue and white, rainbow trout patterns. Everyone's got a different opinion on it.
I always found a green head, a bright green head with a white body. So I guess I'm in that my own personal opinion category as well.
Yep, everyone's out there using something different, and usually everyone's catching fish, especially if they've got you know, Dr. Juice on there or good cut bait. That really helps.
Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, get in and check it out. He'll teach you how to use any of the stuff we're discussing today. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Have a good day.
We'll catch you again soon. This is The Outdoor Show.